So just to put them all up here on an easy chart, and I included that in your materials for easy reference later, it kind of sets these out. The question is, what's the standard? Does it apply to a statute or rule? Is it a formal or an informal interpretation? And when I say formal or informal, what I'm talking about is formal is going to be a rule that's been adopted or a final order that's come from the agency decision makers. Informal interpretations are those that come through policy statements, guidelines, agency memorandums, things like that, that don't have the same imprimatur as a final order or rule that's gone through formal rulemaking proceedings. So that's just a helpful reference. Okay, so that's kind of the background. Now, all of these cases, if you really look at them, they apply a similar standard, at least in terms of Chevron, Auer, Texas Citizens, PUC, Gulf States. They all have a very similar standard, and it's this, if you really boil it down in a nutshell, that courts are going to defer to an agency interpretation of a statute or rule so long as, and when I say an agency interpretation, I'm talking about a formal interpretation, a rule, an interpretive rule, a final order, something like that, not agency guidelines or memorandums. At the state level, the courts have been more strict in kind of distinguishing, just like with Skidmore at the federal level, distinguishing it's not the same deference that you give to informal decisions but or interpretations. But if we're talking about a formal interpretation, the courts, in all these different cases that we're talking about, will generally defer so long as the statute or rule is ambiguous, meaning it's susceptible to more than one meaning, the agency's interpretation is reasonable, the agency's interpretation does not conflict with the plain language of the statute or rule, which arguably, if it conflicts with the plain language of the statute or rule, it can't be reasonable. But anyway, they've broken out those factors and those elements and said, yeah, if it meets this, we're generally going to defer. That's been the history of where we've been for the most part over the past few decades as the courts deal with these sorts of cases. And you will find a lot of opinions that talk about these and talk about these elements. And so it's been a pretty well entrenched, you know, with some discussion added here and there of different considerations. But for the most part, these have been the basic elements. And we see courts, you know, applying this, you know, somewhat consistently through the last few decades. And so I would say it's a pretty well-entrenched concept. Now, however, in recent times, we're getting this idea of deference under attack. You know, it started, well, I won't say it started, but it certainly got noteworthy a few years ago with Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court questioning whether or not Chevron deference should be revisited. We started to see more and more scholarly articles questioning whether or not, with the growth of the administrative state and the growth of agency regulation and agency power, should we pull back some of this concept of deference given to agencies? And so all of that came to a significant head this past summer in the federal Supreme Court with the case of Kaiser versus Wilkie. And I don't think you can see these because of the lighting. You can't necessarily see the slides as well. But what's interesting in this picture up there, you have a hippopotamus and a lion, but there's also an alligator in the water, and the lion and the alligator are fighting over the hippo. And that's kind of where we are. We have these competing ideas right now of whether or not deference is a good thing or a bad thing to agency interpretations. And there really is a very clear-cut battle being drawn, and the arguments are somewhat clear. So on each side, so Kaiser versus Wilkie comes along. And let me tell you a little bit about what Kaiser versus Wilkie is about. In this case, it's kind of interesting. Kaiser was a Vietnam vet who applied for disability benefits in 1982 based upon PTSD. But his claim was ultimately denied because the doctor who reviewed it for the VA found that he did not have PTSD. So, you know, 24 years goes by, he reapplies in 2006, and his claim was granted this time. And when the benefits were going to begin at that point in time on the basis of his new claim, rather than retroactively when he applied the very first time back in 1982. It's a big difference. 24 extra years of benefits that, you know, could have been granted versus getting it in 2006. So it was a significant issue. In reaching this determination to not apply it retroactively, because actually the VA rules allowed for retroactive application of benefits in certain circumstances, the agency looked at the rule, which said that they would grant or they could grant retroactive benefits if it found there were relevant official service department records that it had not considered in the initial claim. Okay, so this quote, relevant official service department records, was in question. What does that mean? What are relevant official service department records? Well, in interpreting that, You know, ultimately, Kaiser had presented new records as part of his claim. Some of them related to his service and the underlying cause of his PTSD. But none of them were actually relevant to the original ground for denial that he did not actually have PTSD. So ultimately, although the VA changed its determination on his claim, they basically said, yeah, but everything you presented really related just to your service and the cause of your PTSD. You didn't present anything new that would have caused us to question why we reached the decision in the first place back in 1982 to deny it. You've given us enough now to show that you qualify, but the information, the new records that you presented don't show that we were wrong back then when we made that determination, so they decide not to grant it. And they interpreted that language in the rule basically to say that the new records had to be relevant.